Shalom to all. Today we're going to read Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Beis, right at the beginning of the Gemara by Halacha Ches, and the Ezra Tzur Sadaf is on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines up from the bottom, with the words Rabbi Yud Bar Pazi, and the article Tzur Sadaf is on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, about 6 lines up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Basi Biyaka Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now this Gemara doesn't have anything to do with our Mishnah, it doesn't have to do with Mesech Sukkah. It's only at the end that we're going to bring our Mishnah in. So we have to have the following introduction. Everyone agrees that if Truma fell into Chulin, it's Batal 1 in 100. So we have one part Truma that fell into 100. Parts chulin, it's batal. Now the machlekes says, what about if truma tameya fell into truma tahira? So Beis Hillel says, just like regular truma is asur to zarim to non kohanim, and truma tameya is asur to kohanim, but nonetheless we see that chulin is mevatal truma, so too truma tahira can mevatal truma tameya. Now Beis Shammai responded that chulin's different because it's very kal, it's mutter to non kohanim, anyone's allowed to eat it, but truma is asur to non kohanim, so same din of bittul doesn't apply. And then after this, Mishnah tells us la'achar shahaydu, after they agreed, one group agreed to the other, so Rabbi Elazar. Remember, Blazer says, Terem v'tisaref. Tanakh Gemara tells us that Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, Rav Evu Bar Nagri, Havan Yisivin, they were sitting, and they said, Tanin, we have a Mishnah, Acher Shahidu, after they agreed, and the question is, Mihad Lami, who agreed to whom? Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? And to Amrin they said, Neitzel Chotz, let's go out, Vinomad, and we'll learn. So Vinafkan, they went out, Vishaman, and they heard, Rav Chizki, a quarter of Acher, Bashir, and Rav Yehuda Ben Levi, that Loimotzon, Rishoy, the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, El Bedover Zabalvad, we only found that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel in this specific thing, so is Beis Shammai agreeing to Beis Hillel. Rav Chonis says, Bashir, of Avya, Nisa Amar Kain, we have a Mishnah that tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Hamar Makleila Kli Vinogat Fulya Makiluach Im Yashbai Yalab Echrumeya. If someone's pouring Truma from one Kli to another, let's say it's Truma wine, and then a Tvul Yaim, a person who will be Matame this Truma, touch the flow of wine as it was going into the second Kli. So if there's 1 in 100, it's going to be Mevatel it. Now, how does that work? So this is what we call Nitzik Einei Chibur. In other words, the flow of liquid is not considered connected to the rest of the liquid. So only the wine that was actually touched by the Tvul Yaim became Tame. And so it's just a little bit of wine, it's a few drops, and therefore from the bottom kli, there's 100 parts truma tahira to be mevatel the little bit of truma tamei that's inside, everything's fine and it's batel. Now you tell me based on top, in tamer beis hillel haydu beis shammai, if you want to say the beis hillel agreed to beis shammai, shaloi tale, truma tahira is not mevatel truma tamei, then mantana hacha tale, who would be the one to teach over here that it is batel, loi beis hillel loi beis shammai, it's not beis hillel or beis shammai, so must be the beis shammai agreed to beis hillel, the truma tahira is mevatel truma tamei. However, Amar of Idi, he says, it's not a raya. Nemar, we could say the Beis Hill Shanu I saw. Beis Hill taught this Mishnah ad shaloi haydu le Beis Shammai. That's proper girsa before they admitted to Beis Shammai. So it's very possible that actually at the end of the day, Beis Hill was the one to agree to Beis Shammai, and therefore we have a different raya. Amar Bias Riasa says Masius Amar Kain. The Mishnah itself tells us this. We according to the Mishnah tells us achar shahaydu after they admitted. Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Lezer says terem v'tisaref that it's batal. And Rebbe Lezer leshamusihi isn't Rebbe Lezer from Beis Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. He's the one saying achar shahaydu, and he's talking about Bittel, so it must be the Beis Shammai was mighty to Beis Hill. And Amar Chinna, he tells us, Masisa Amar Kain, the Mishnah tells us as well, it says, Acher Shahaydu Elu Le'elu Tale, that it's Batol. And so we see it's Beis Shammai that agreed to Beis Hill. Now the question is, Beis Shammai Mesalkin Loin, V'inun Moidai Loin? Beis Shammai is the one that was Mesalik them. Beis Shammai had the last argument in this discussion with Beis Hillel, as we had quoted in the introduction to this. And you want to say that Beis Shammai ended up agreeing to Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel never responded to Beis Shammai's question. So Amar of Oven, he answers, Shuva Acheres Yashkan. There was another response, meaning Beis Hillel actually did respond, it's like Rabbi Shai teaches, then this is what Beis Hillel had said. Just like we see with Truma Tahira, that there's an Avoin, a Chi of Misa Bidei Shamayim, if a non-Kayin eats it, nonetheless, Chulin is Mevatel Truma Tahira. Well, Tameya, Shiba Asei, Itzel Kayhanim, Truma Tameya only has an Isser Asei by Kayhanim to eat, like Kol Shekain. Should we say for sure that Truma Tahira is Mevatel Truma Tameya? And that's actually the argument that Beis Hillel had put forth back to Beis Shammai, and so it does make sense to say that Beis Shammai ended up agreeing to Beis Hillel. Now the question is, Mazachu Beis Hillel should take by Halacha Kedivrein. Why was Beis Hillel Zaycha that Halacha should be set like them? So Amar Yehuda Bar Pazi explains, Shoyu Magdimin Devar Beis Shammai Devrayin. That's because they always used to quote Beis Shammai before they said their own opinion. And v'loy oh, not only that, El Shoyu Rayin Devar Beis Shammai V'Chazun Bahen. They would analyze the opinion of Beis Shammai and they would chazer it. And so Halacha always ended up being like Beis Hillel. However, Hazar Seen by Zeved Kumir of Ilah, you can't bring a riot from this that Beis Shammai is always listed first and say that it was Beis Hillel that was quoting Beis Shammai, because I never we could always say to Noya Chamson Savin Minoin Vakadmon. It was the Tana that was listing their opinions that he saw that the elders of Beis Shammai were older than that of Beis Hillel, and that's why he put Beis Shammai's opinion before Beis Hillel's. And it wasn't actually Beis Hillel quoting Beis Shammai. And how do we see this? Because Tani, we have in our Mishnah Ma'aser Shalchu Zikne Beis Shammai Zikne Beis Hillel Vayikra Yochanan Acharani, that there was a story that the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to visit Yochanan Acharani. And if you want to say that it's Beis Hillel themselves saying this story over Nemar, then what the Mishnah really should should say, is Zikneinu v'Zikneichem, that our elders and your elders went to visit Yochanan ben Acharani. And from the fact that Mishnah does not say that, rather it says the elders of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, it must be that it's just a Tana that was saying it, not Beis Hillel themselves. Now, Amar Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Huna b'Shem Rav, Halacha Beis Shammai, in our Mishnah, the Halacha is like Beis Shammai, regarding the size of the Sukkah, and the Shulchan can't be outside of it. And Rav Yemer quotes Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak b'Shem Rav, how do we know this? Mimasha Silka Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel, Hado Amar Halacha k'Dereyin, from the fact in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai had responded to Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel never said anything in response to that, it must be that the Halacha is like Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. And moving on to Halacha test, the Mishnah tells us, Nasham Vadim Ketanim Patur Min HaSukkah, women, slaves, and kids are parted from a Sukkah. Now what does that mean, a katon? So kol katon she'enit tzarich l'imay chayv b'sukkah. Any katon that does not need his mother is chayv in Sukkah. However, Ma'aseh Shiyal D'Kalosei Shel Shammai HaZaken, there was a story that the daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZaken, this is the original Shammai, his daughter-in-law gave birth, Upichas is Maziva, and he removed some of the roof, V'sikech al-gabi amita, and he put schach over the bed, B'shvil HaKaton, because his little baby. Now it doesn't mean the baby's chayv in Sukkah, this was just done as an extra chumrah. Now the Gemara asks, Ezu Katon, what exactly is a katon? So the base Rav Yanai Amri, the base Medrash Rav Yanai said, Kol shu tzarich l'ima shetekanchehu, anyone who needs his mother to wipe him, to clean him, after he relieves himself, that's a katon who's tzarich l'ima, and he's potter from Sukkah. And Rabbi Yechon says, Kol shu ner mishnas v'kari ima, if the child wakes up from his sleep and he calls out for his mother and he doesn't stop until she comes, that's a katon who tzarich l'ima. Now Tanya Rabbi Shai teaches, katon she'ena tzarich l'ima chayv b'sukkah, a katon who doesn't need his mother is chayv in Sukkah. However, v'yotze be'eruva shel ima, he's yotze in the eruv of his mother. If his mother makes an eruv to extend her tchum, he could be part of that eruv, even though his mother didn't explicitly include him. And that's even though he's enay tzarich l'imay, he still has a term applied to him that's called krucha achrei imay, that he's still connected to his mother, he always follows his mother, so therefore he's automatically included in her eruv. And on Halacha Yod, the Mishnah tells us, kol shivas yomim, oisa adam esukos hakeva, v'zbeisei arai, all 7 days of sukkahs, a person shall make their sukkah keva, permanent, that's their dwelling, they should spend all their time there, and their house should just be arai, should be temporary. Now let's say, yardu, tesvav omanaf on top, gishamim, if rain started falling in the sukkah, me'emasai mot l'fanois, when is a person allowed to leave and go back into his house? And that's because we know mitzta'ar pater men ha-sukkah. If a person's having pain or challenge because of the sukkah, so he doesn't have to be there, so when is he allowed to go inside? And the answer is mishatisach ha-mikbah, when the mikbah, which is best translated as porridge, it's not a thin watery dish like soup, and it's not a thick dish like lasagna, it's like a porridgey gloopy type of dish, so once that gets ruined by the rain, he could go inside. Now regarding rain, the Mishnah says, mashal I say mashal, they give a mashal, a parable about this, what's this compared to? To an eved who comes to pour a cup for his master, and the master throws it in his face, and so that's like us sitting in a sukkah for Hashem, and Hashem pouring water on us, that's rain, telling us to go inside. The Gemara tells us, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Besukkah is teshvu, you shall dwell in sukkahs. What do we learn from here? Ve'ein teshvu ela tuduru. Teshvu doesn't mean to sit, it means to dwell, to live. Come on, that Tamalik, the Pasuk says, V'rishtem oisavi shavtem ba, and this is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and this is a lashon of vishavtem, and obviously we're dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. And what does it teach us about sukkahs? Shahaya oichal b'sukkah, metal b'sukkah, malakel b'sukkah, a person should eat in the sukkah, and take trips in the sukkah, and be metal, meaning walk around the sukkah, and bring his nice kalim from his house into his sukkah. Now the Mishnah had told us, yardu gushame me'imasayim botel l'fanas v'chulu, and the answer was, mishatisrach ha-mikbah. We clarify this, loisayv davar shatisrach, it doesn't have to be that the dish actually gets ruined, and before it got ruined, you're not allowed to go inside, el afilu kidei shatisrach. It's even if it's enough to get ruined, meaning it's raining enough that the dish could get ruined, you're allowed to go inside. And also, loisev dover mikvas grisen, it's not ultimately this type of dish made out of barley, which is a little bit more difficult to ruin, el afilu mikvas shakal dover, it's any sort of mikvah, any sort of porridge dish that even get ruined a little bit more easily in water, once it's raining hard enough that such a thing would get ruined, you could go inside. Now, Tanu Yevim Brayas, Shem Shem Fanim Bnei Gishamim, the same way that a person is allowed to leave their sukkah due to rain, kachu bnei asharav u bnei atushen, they could also leave because of hot weather, if it's too hot and uncomfortable, and also because of mosquitoes. And again, this is what we had mentioned in the Mishnah, it's called mitzta'ir pater min ha-sukkah. Now, Rami Gamliel, nichas v'yetzikah alayla. Rami Gamliel, he would go in and out all night, meaning when it was raining, he would go inside, but then once it stopped raining, he would go back to the sukkah. And if it started raining again, he'd go inside his house, and when it stopped, he'd come back into his sukkah. And Rabbi Lezer as well, nichas v'yetzikah alayla. Hechad talmid Ramana, was a talmid Ramana, har yilchan min kriva d'nasiya, he paskin for one of the relatives of the nasi, the yatsa, once a person leaves, ain matrichin al v'shiachsar, we're not matrichim to go back inside the house, even if it stopped raining. However, v'loy shmir Rami Gamliel nichas v'yetzikah alayla, Rabbi Lezer nichas v'yetzikah alayla. He didn't hear that Rami Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer would go in and out the whole night, and it wouldn't suffice with the fact that they had a patur, and that's the reason why he paskin this for the family member of the nasi. Hajmalach parak hayashen, mazor finishing the second parak of Masechah Sukkah, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechah Sukkah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the third parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.